This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I wasn't out of order today. Beat the hammer, and he got 4 out of 5. I mean, you know, hammer being hammer. It's what he does.
You did pretty well.
Thank you, sir.
That's like the best compliment I think John's ever given you for beat the hammer.
I agree.
Well.
And by the way, Hal Greer is still on that team that stunk. That's a hard get, man. Holy mackerel.
Well, there weren't that many Hall of Famers on the Sixers
back then
in that general time, you know.
But I will say, I was trying to figure out if Doug Collins made it, if it counted from, like, did they ever put the 72 Olympic team in that would have won gold? Like, I don't know. They put everything in the Hall of Fame. You know, like.
They do.
Yeah.
You're right,
so,
they do.
And then I knew George McGinnis made the Hall and was part of the team later in the 70s before Doc. So, like, was he a young player in 72? I don't know. I thought the George McGinnis guess was a pretty good guess, but Hal Greer still being around.
All right, you won, Joe. You don't have to then turn around and pat yourself on the back.
Yeah. All right, that's a fair point.
A great point, Rhea.
Then again, that's what I do. Let's get to the Got a Door and Window. Window to the weekend. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 6 years to pay off interest-free. Call Got a Door and Window. Call them today at 1-877-GO-GOTTA. You can also visit GUIDA.com. All right, the weekend. Well, obviously pretty standard with what is up ahead. We've got a Philly series, in this case the Phils and the Cardinals. So hopefully the Phils can take care of some business there. Sixers and Flyers winding down. This will be...
last week, right?
Thank you to the Lord.
Yes.
For this being the final couple of days for both teams. Sixers end this weekend. Flyers actually stretch into the early portion of next week. But... winding down with both squads.
Mercifully.
Yes.
Yes. The Masters are this weekend, so enjoy that.
You're going to watch?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, for sure. And then,
who are you rooting for?
I don't really have one right now. I'd have to think about that. I don't know.
I never. I'm not a practiced fan of watching, but... if you're going to watch, this is the one.
Yeah, this is the one to watch.
Yes, John,
that's right.
That is so true.
But obviously the most important thing by a tenfold margin this weekend is whether the Hammer will win his fantasy basketball league.
Oh, clearly.
I have it circled on my calendar.
The whole Delaware Valley is waiting with bated breath.
3 days to go, and I am in a tie with Thump and Bump.
And what are we looking at?
Of course you are.
What are the odds? What really? Players? Is his name really Thump and Bump?
Yeah,
and that was separate from your tweet?
Uh-huh.
That's really weird.
It's Joseph's team against Thump and Bump.
What players do you need to do well?
Jokic?
Hold on. Before we get to that.
Yes, please ask.
Joseph's team?
Yes.
Wait, that's the name of your team?
That's your team? Yeah. Joseph's team?
I think I was assigned that.
Oh, my God, dude.
Obviously. Oh,
wow. So Joseph's team versus Thump and Bump.
I would hope so.
I'm officially rooting for Thump and Bump.
So am I.
Joseph's team. Wow, tied at the top with 54 points.
So what do you need? What do you need?
I need Jokic to play. Like, I need players. So it always gets tricky at this point because, you know, you don't know who's going to play in the last game.
Oh, man. Porzingis.
Yeah. Yeah, Porzingis don't play.
And Bona.
John is looking through my team right now.
And
don't be cutting anyone, John.
Nick Claxton. What an idea that is.
Claxton last night gave me all of one rebound or two, something like
that. Wow.
Yeah.
D. Klingon.
Yeah, I don't know who that guy is. But he
Donovan Klingon. He was on the Connecticut championship team.
Rebounds mode. It's all about rebounds,
Klingon.
Field goal and free throw.
Yes, he's
and
Portland
low turnover.
Center.
So,
oh man,
we'll see. I think I'm going to win, but I'm not sure.
Well,
we'll find out.
You better check out your guard situation.
This Spencer Sharp guy, whatever. Let's see. What is his first name?
Okay, I've never heard of.
Shaden Sharp.
I've never heard of him.
I'll give you a guy. Okay, I'm going to give you one more thing because no one listening cares, but I'm going to say one thing and then to the phones. There is a guy I have who is the fifth-ranked player this year in fantasy basketball. I'm going to guess most people have never heard of him.
Ooh.
Now, two reasons this guy is fifth-ranked. One, he gets a million steals. Actually, over three a game, which is
historically
incredible. That's a ton of steals. Oh, my God.
Three a game is
a game? Wow.
Yes. And that's regular. Like, he just does that with regularity?
That's phenomenal.
Three a game.
How is this happening?
Right. And he plays almost every game. He's not one of those guys that sits out. So there's a guy named, tell me if you've ever heard of him, Dyson Daniels.
No.
A guard from the Atlanta Hawks.
I've never heard of him. Nope.
Dyson
Daniels.
John,
he is the fifth-ranked player in fantasy basketball.
You've got to be kidding me. Dyson Daniels.
And I picked him up about 2 weeks into the season, and that guy's like my guy. All right, let's go to the phones. Dave in Wilmington right now. Hi, Dave.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Dave, you sound downtrodden.
Well, I'm downtrodden because they struck out 33 times in three games.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of back to that again. I know.
I thought this was all behind us.
Yeah.
And listen,
old habits die hard, I guess, huh?
Also, teams strike out in baseball. Like, that's baseball these
days.
And
the Braves can pitch. There's that reality, too. But I get your point, Dave. But it's not unnoticed by us. I mean, that was not the best hitting series by the Phils, to say the least.
No, and if they hit better, then it takes pressure off of the pitcher because the other team's trying to keep up with them.
For what it's worth, the Phillies are 14th in baseball in strikeouts per game. So that's not bad. They're middle of the pack in terms of striking. Okay.
I guess, hold on, Dave, if you can hang on one sec. James, here's what I'd be more interested in than that. Where do they rank amongst the, let's call them roughly, 10 contenders for the World Series? Like, I don't care how they compare to the Nationals. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, the legit.
Well, I'm sure we've come roaring back in the last couple games with this.
Just for what it's worth.
I can look. It's a good question because there are some contenders who are way better. Arizona is the best in baseball. San Diego's the second best. The Mets are the third best team in baseball there. After that, it does drop off. The Dodgers are worse in terms of strikeouts per game. Atlanta is worse in terms of strikeouts per game. Boston, the Yankees are much worse in terms of strikeouts per game. So it's kind of even throughout in terms
middle
of
middle of the pack of the good teams, it sounds like.
You know, I just saw something, Joe, that you might want to consider.
At? What are you looking at?
Joe should wear suspenders.
What?
Joe,
first of all,
I just saw a man
who's wearing
walking
suspenders
by.
That
there was
you're
a man.
To.
I was trying to show you the man. He was walking by far away. He might have been an Amish man as he walked away.
Well, wearing, I was going to call him a dork until you said he's Amish.
Wearing
jeans. Suspenders. I mean,
his
not,
jeans looked exactly like yours.
Okay.
The same length is what I'm getting at
here.
He's
a suave guy.
But it didn't look bad because he had suspenders on. So it was like, oh, okay, the suspenders are holding the jeans up, and that's why they look 2 inches too short. If you wear suspenders with your jeans, it will take the pressure off the fact that they're 2 inches too short, and it won't be a bad thing.
I think that might just accentuate the shortness. I don't know if that.
You guys are
I don't know
jeans.
If that's
I don't know. Well,
no,
what,
no Joe, you seriously need to go shopping.
Yeah, because these are
bad. That bad.
The jeans are
Joe,
bad.
Joe, every time you walk away from us, all we can look at are
we saw it again today. It's kind of embarrassing. Like, you you can do better with the pants, well, especially because these are your casual, like, these are jeans. They should be right.
All right, that's Amy from Villanova's department.
I actually don't think it's that bad, to be fair.
What?
Devin, stop it. You're too nice.
Because, no, but that style is in.
No, Devin.
Trendsetter.
No, not a trendsetter.
Because of the hammer.
We tried to explain this last week. Yes, it's a trend.
But he's not doing it intentionally.
Yes, with guys who are intentionally doing it with fancy shoes and no socks.
Yeah.
Joe's doing it because his pants just don't simply fit him.
Right. So I guess my point is, if you're going to continue with the pants, maybe change the shoes and footwear.
I kind of like the trendsetter thing.
You're not a trendsetter.
Hey, Dave, give me an answer. What's something you would change, buddy? You can win Phillies tickets.
Well, real quick, because now I got a picture of you being Amish. And it's so hilarious.
Someone on social media needs to do that for us.
Amish
Joe. I could weirdly picture it, like, very easily.
I'll tell you what, I'd be like Harrison Ford, and they get with Kelly McGillis there.
Wouldn't. Witness? You're going witness here? Uh-huh. No.
You're saying, Joe, you're going to go faux Amish and try to infiltrate
Kelly McGillis
society?
You're going to raise a barn?
Raise a barn.
To land the prettiest Amish lady?
I'd be Book. That was his name.
You're right.
It's a good pull on the character name. Wow. I didn't remember his name was Buck. And I saw it a couple years ago.
I should go back and watch
and
that.
And Danny Glover is the bad guy.
So it was slower than I remembered.
It's phenomenal.
It's a good movie. No, I'm not saying it's bad, but it was slower than I remember.
I swear, I think I watched that in 1983 at a little theater in like Lancaster, PA.
Well, that's around when it came out. Dave, give me an answer. What would you change?
85 it came out.
My answer ruined the entire NBA guaranteed contract.
You know, that's a good answer, man.
That's a really good answer. Yeah.
Guaranteed. I wonder if they can.
Oh, it's probably in the CBA.
So
100% in the CBA. Yeah.
But here's the. I don't know about that, but probably I'll say this.
Of course.
Then you'd have to change the CBA.
Yes,
you'd have to lock them out.
They'd have to. Yeah. There's no way the players would agree to it.
I am pro locking out players, but I also don't want to obscure the reality that the teams, the organizations, are just as culpable as the players for the
mess. Totally.
The teams have allowed it to happen. I mean, you know, so. I mean, the whole thing to me started with Popovich, you know, resting his older players. And then the whole league's like, I'm 24 years old. I should rest, too.
There should be an age restriction on that. Like, I get the 34, 35-year-old, but a guy who's 22 does not need load management.
It is such a crock. All right, with that said, let's do what we do every day at this time.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Time's Yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
A great split. How about Moses parting the Red Sea?
Ooh,
that was a heck of a split.
Ooh,
that would have been a big time answer.
Really great answer.
That's great.
Joe DeCamera sits on the rowing machine for 10 minutes, and now all of a sudden he, quote-unquote, works out. What a total travesty.
Come on, man.
Maybe one day you'll put it all together and do your own laundry after that workout. Keep it up, Hammer.
Just remember, the 10 minutes on the rowing machine follow 10 minutes on the incline treadmill, which follow 10 minutes on the bike.
Do you know how many meters you rode in 10 minutes?
I did write some stuff down, yes. I don't know if I wrote something down, but I don't have it in front of me.
Okay.
How many calories did you burn?
I don't know that. But I'll get you some facts and figures. Everybody relax. We got
Can
time.
Somebody explain to me how a player can swing at a low outside pitch, strike out 5 times on the same pitch? If this continues to happen, especially in October, we won't do anything.
Yeah. Well, it was a reversion back to last year by Castellanos. He had been really good early this year,
really
laying
had.
Off that. And then last night was not.
Hammer, I owe you an apology for yesterday. I was heavily critical of your diet and your inability to work out. So yesterday I had 2 pieces of pizza, I had some Primo hoagies, and I felt like I could conquer the world. Hammer, if Babe Ruth did it on beer and hot dogs, you can do it on fast food and rest. You got this, man. Time's yours.
Thank you, sir.
That's the kind of motivation you needed right there.
Love it.
I like it.
Did he say fast food and rest? Is that what he said?
I guess
fast food and rest.
Because I had taken that nap. I think
that is. You know what, Joe? He might have a point. I don't know how Babe Ruth did it.
I don't either.
And Babe Ruth was the greatest in the world for a period of time.
There's no question.
Maybe you're just like Babe Ruth.
Hey, cut that audio.
Nope.
Yeah, this is for the tomato cans on Beat the Hammer. If you're 0-2 or worse on Beat the Hammer, just hang it up. Don't even bother. Time's yours.
It's not a bad point.
It's a great point.
Yeah.
I can understand.
Why, what are we doing here?
I can understand.
So we actually have a band contestant today.
Tom and Wilmington, the first ever.
All right,
it's official?
Yes.
Oh, it's official. Tom from Wilmington is never allowed to play Beat the Hammer. If he's the fifth caller, I will say, sorry, Tom, you can't play.
Yeah, I don't know how that works legally, but I hear you, James. And with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
We have a lot to get to in the last couple minutes of our show, including rounding out the poll question from yesterday, which will let us know who wins the Phillies tickets from yesterday. So let's all go on the record, our personal opinion. Which of these was the most memorable split? James Seltzer, first crack at it. 13 colonies in Britain, the Berlin Wall, the Atom.
I think the Atom should win.
Rhea?
13 colonies.
Devin?
The Atom.
John Ritchie?
The Atom, because of everything else that it led to, microscopically speaking.
I'm also going to go to the Atom. But, man, it's a tough one because all are amazing choices. John, which one do you think won the poll?
The Atom.
It did not.
No!
Wow.
The My colonies.
People. The colonies.
My people.
Wow.
The colonies and Britain.
You people are anti-American.
The wrong answer. That? We're pro-science, Rhea. That's what it is.
Right. Oh, I'm not pro-science at all.
So
apparently.
The colonies and Britain. We'll figure out who wins the Phillies tickets from yesterday based on that answer. I got it here somewhere. James, you got it as
I
well.
I know. I have it.
Okay. So congrats to that person.
It was Dan. Congrats to Dan.
All right, Dan. Nice job. All right. Now we got to get to rounding out today's topic of what would you change? This is also for Phillies tickets. What would you change? Big answers said by listeners today on the show include who the owner of the Sixers is.
I love that one.
That's really good.
Pretty good one.
Guaranteed contracts in the NBA is also a good one. Beat the Hammer tomato cans was also said. I think they're probably the top three.
I love to get rid of Josh Harris.
So I am very torn on the Sixers owner or guaranteed contracts in the NBA. Devin, which would you pick? Those two.
See, I kind of like the tomato can, so I'm going to go Josh Harris out of the two.
Okay.
Yeah.
Josh Harris gets one vote.
Owner of the Sixers, change him.
And Rhea, you said the same thing
I
also.
I said owners,
it's over.
Yeah.
So that's three. That's it. James, which would you have voted for?
Honestly, I'm happy I didn't have to vote. I was really torn, but I probably would have swung to Josh Harris.
I would have voted for guaranteed contracts in the NBA, but both, there's a lot of merit with both. All right, so with the answer of the owner of the Sixers, Donna, nice job.
Donna!
You have won the tickets to the Phillies game. That's a game happening on Tuesday. So, Donna, get ready to go early next week, Tuesday, to the Phillies game versus the
Giants.
Was it the Giants?
Yeah,
it's the Giants. That is correct,
yeah.
Yep.
All right, well, look, enjoy the Phils and the Cardinals over the next couple days. We'll be talking about it on Monday. We'll crank up even more draft coverage next week as well as we get now, obviously, closer and closer, 13 days to the draft. Thanks to everyone at Borgata, all the wonderful hospitality. Always great being here. Have a tremendous weekend. Joe and Hugh, you can listen to them, of course, coming up next.
My team!